Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out and welcome in Gary St. Jean. Gary St. Jean, former Golden State Warriors coach and GM, also the coach of the Sacramento Kings. He's always brought to you by Priest Ranch Farms. St., I need your help a little bit here as a fellow East Coaster. You willing to give me a hand here? I need you to tell Dibs and Guru, two West Coast guys, can you explain the magic of Madison Square Garden? What is it about Madison Square Garden that makes it the Mecca?
I hope I can do justice to it. You know, Matt and I both grew up on the East Coast, and we're both of the age that, you know, we heard about the old days in the old Garden when they played up in the rafters were smoke-filled, and you went in there for the Christmas holiday festival, and you had all the action going on there, and then you moved to the new one. And, you know, it was right when I came in the league, and you'd see the front of it, you know, and it was like you were on Broadway. And then we'd go in the side entrance on 42nd Street. And the fun thing was that you'd go up six floors and you'd get off, and there you were in this hallway. And they got pictures of Sinatra and the Beatles and on and on and on. And you get to your locker room, and then you walk out onto the floor as a young guy, and you're like, holy cow. And, you know, look at who's around there. It's like going to a Laker game. I mean, back in the day, I mean, it was amazing. And it was just this feel. And when I started, Red Holtzman was the coach. So you had carry over to the great Knick teams. And it's just a special, special place. The one fun thing is if you don't take the regular elevator, you go up the freight elevator. Well, one time we went up that elevator, and we had got to play there on a Monday, and the circus just left. Well, wouldn't you know, the elephants were using that freight elevator. So it smelled really ripe.
Wouldn't you know it. And Spike Lee actually, or Charles Oakley had some problems in that freight elevator as well, yeah. with the owner, James Dolan. Say, going to be weird seeing a game in the Garden with no fans. How much does this affect the adrenaline of somebody, especially like James Wiseman making his debut there?
Oh, if you love basketball, it just gets you. Now, obviously, Matt's probably touched on the fact that it's been renovated. They spent $1 billion, and it's magnificent. Yeah, I mean, if you love the game, I mean, you look up there and you see those numbers and the banners, and even the vets will talk to you. But it is. We all know we love the fans being at the different arenas, and you know, whether it's Woody Allen or the old days, I can remember, I can remember Walter Cronkite, you know, all right. Kinds of luminaries and guys there, and actors and actresses and all that kind of thing. And, you know, we lost a cool guy last week that Matt knows from the five-star camp, Tom Zagorinsky. And he used to sit on the baseline when Hubie was coaching. And, you know, you just knew where certain guys sat. I mean, it was just, because the New York fans, Matt, can we do it justice? The fans in Philly, New York, I mean, they're a notch above as far as critique. Now, you know, you can be loud and really cheering for your team, but those fans there, boy, they know the game, and they are on you. There's no doubt about it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And this segment's brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromise. And this is obviously Gary St. Jean, and he is brought to you by Priest Ranch Wines. Go ahead, Goo.
Saint, I got to be honest, man. I had my beverage Saturday night watching the debacle, which was the Warrior game, and I couldn't wait to get your thoughts. And you let me know. I'm a fan at heart, and I get paid to give my opinion, and I come from the heart, Saint. But I told the guys yesterday I was disappointed in Draymond from this vantage point. Okay, you apologize to your teammates, and you correct me here, Saint, but I feel like Draymond should have apologized to Dub Nation. Is that too much fandom in me thinking I wanted, you know, these athletes to do that? Or is that none of my business as long as he apologizes to his teammates? Guys like me need to back off.
Well, I can see your case. There'd be nothing wrong with saying, hey, I apologize to the great Warrior fans. To be honest with you guys, Matt and I go back to Sprewell. And, you know, how do you handle these things? This is like a family spat or a business spat. What goes on here? There's so many people involved. And you got to know personalities. Listen, he knew he crossed the line. He's apologized. And we know who he is as a person and as a player. And I liked, like, even the young players, what they had to say, like Pascal after the game. And, you know, and Steve Kerr has been phenomenal about the whole thing. A lot of times there, a general manager gets involved. Sometimes when you have a really dominant owner, he might even have a statement. Maybe they did fine him, you know. You don't know a lot of the stuff that took place behind the mic, you know, and in the locker room, but I think they handled it well, and it just, you know, guys, we go back to that Cleveland series in the finals. I just hope to heck when they're battling for 8, 9, or 10 that it doesn't come down to one game.
Yeah, no, that's what I think a lot of Warrior fans are concerned about. We're listening to Gary St. Jean, former Warriors head coach and GM. And don't forget, if you drop Gary St. Jean's name while you're up at Priest Ranch Wines in Yountville, you'll receive a buy one, get one free tasting, and I invite you to go up there and check that out. Saint, I got to ask you about something I heard Steve Kerr talk about. He says he's going to start playing Pascal a little bit at four because he thinks that he kind of owes it to him to get the most out of him as a player over his career. What are the ups? What's the upside and downside of Pascal at four, do you think?
Well, the downside, he's been inconsistent making the three. And that's going to come. When I look at this young guy, I really like his game. I like his decision-making in terms of knowing what's a good shot and when to move the ball. And he's doing a pretty good job rebounding. Defensively, he can switch and contain smaller guys. That is his natural position, and not everybody is like Draymond to play the five. Listen, guys, this is beautiful fun for me to watch, and I'm sure you guys like it too. When Draymond's at five, that ball's moving, and if those two big guys come back tonight and play minimal minutes, we'll see Draymond more at five, matched up against Randall, and now you got a test of wills. You know, the Warriors want to move the ball and move people, would play with place, and Tibbs' team, you know, takes its pride on its defense, wants to play a 90-point game, and they want to play 110, 120. But Pascal's a bright spot for me. We're looking at Poole being down in the G League, and they're both in the same draft. I just think this guy's a piece for your future, a foundation piece. And, can he be a guy that gets you, like, if he plays 30-plus minutes, can he get you 12, 13, 14 points and 8 rebounds? Yeah, I think he can. And I think he's an intelligent guy, and I think he's willing to accept roles to get out there on the floor.
Juan Toscano-Anderson and his ability to contribute off the bench, is it just a flash in the pan, Saint, or is he a guy who could maybe eventually go from two-way player to a mainstay in a rotation in our league?
Well, Dibbs, you and I wear our emotions on our sleeve. And you know what? I'm pulling for this guy.
Yeah, me too.
There's something to really like about him. I love what he's all about. And so in my heart, I'm hoping he gets that full contract. Now, will he be a guy that, you know, a coach has to sit down with and say, hey, you know, we got Weissman and Looney coming back. There's probably going to be less minutes, and be patient with us. There may be other injuries. We'll see what happens, or matchups and that kind of thing. He may be one of those guys, but he can really hold his head up really high. He's done a terrific job. Shown me there's a lot more to his game than I thought there was. And, you know, he's been a really a bright light here. He's done a terrific job.
Saying, I'm so excited. The young big fella's back, Weissman. And I feel like this is his second debut. Who do you think it's going to be a bigger adjustment for? The guys that have been playing small without him, or him trying to get acclimated with what they've been doing?
Well, I think it's his adjustment. Yeah, he's young. I mean, he's running around like a colt. They just took the blinders off him in the out there in the field, and he's going to have adjustment period. You know, we all know that young players tend to play too fast, and we'll see how he is tonight. Do you guys know? Are they both going to play?
That was the word yesterday. He said he expects both of them to play, Saini.
Well, I hope so, because you know it. Hey, listen, I like the way they're playing, and they've been doing a good job, but this does wear on you, and you want the option to play big or small. This guy's got such a bright future, and I'll tell you guys, Looney started a couple games before he twisted that ankle. And you say, oh, gosh, you know, he's not glamorous. Well, listen, he's a smart basketball player. He really understands both ends of the floor, and he really helps out a guy like Steph Curry with his screening, and he helps out your defense with his intelligence and his rotations and his position rebounding. And Matt, you know, we talked about Priest Ranch, and yesterday I was doing a podcast for us, and one of the wines is called Peacemaker, and I thought it was apropos for this week with Draymond. Nice. You know, I opened that thing, and of course consumed quite a bit of it with my son-in-law Patrick, and we were just chuckling because, you know, this has just taken over all the headlines and all around the league. And
right.
So for me, I had a little Priest Ranch Peacemaker made by Becker, the winemaker up there, and kind of made my night.
Every glass you have for every tea Draymond gets, make sure you have someone driving you home, Saint.
Hey, at my age, it's right here in the house.
Nice. You got that.
Nice. Hey, thanks, Saint. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, guys, have a great day.